Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Are you insurance savvy? Well, don't bet on it. A recent survey found that nearly 40% of Americans don't do any research before buying insurance. To discuss the ramifications of this survey, we're going to talk with Madeline Flanagan, who's the Vice President of Education and Research, and Sue Nestor, who's a spokesperson for the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America. Welcome, Sue and Madeline.
Thank you.
It's a little bit startling, especially given the fact that it's really very easy to do research these days. You sit down at your computer and find out what's going on. Madeline, what prompted, or Sue, either of you, what prompted this survey? I mean, did you know you were going to get statistics like this?
We did not. We had a sense that maybe people didn't know as much as they should know, but we frankly were surprised by the level of lack of knowledge that we found. We were finding from anecdotal stories from our member agents, common mistakes that they're seeing again and again, and we took that anecdotal material and decided to see if we could put some hard numbers to it, which is why we launched the survey, and tried to find out what are the mistakes that people are making and how much do they really know about their coverage. And we were shocked, frankly, by the findings that there is so little knowledge.
It is really amazing. Did you find this across the board? Was this younger people as well as older people? It was like everybody. We're all in a common bucket here.
Pretty much across the board. There would be little times we'd say that older people did a little better on one question than younger people did. But overall, in terms of age range and income levels and geographic, dispersion, we found that it was pretty much everyone had the same weaknesses when it comes to knowing and not knowing their insurance coverage.
Now, Madeline, being on the education and research side of the industry, I would suspect that you found this a little bit startling too, given the fact that education is one of your jobs. How do you see this impacting on what your association is going to be doing?
Well, we're going to be working with our member agents to make sure that they're reaching out to their clients on a regular basis. It needs to be a two-way street. The client needs to be calling their agent on a regular basis, but the agent also needs to be reaching out and making sure that they're touching that client at least once a year to make sure that they bring their coverages up to date.
Do you think people say, oh, I don't want to bother my agent, I don't really need anything? You think that's part of it? It's just a hesitance because we're all so busy and nobody wants to take somebody else's time?
Well, I think,
especially if you're not buying some more insurance.
Right. There's that, but I think you hit the nail on the head when you said we're so busy. Insurance isn't something people spend enough time thinking about. It's the only thing that you buy that you hope to never use. And I think people buy that policy every year and just try to put
exactly.
it out of their mind.
Forget
and they're
it.
Not thinking about insurance enough. You know, one third of the people we surveyed said they have not talked to their agent or had any communication with their agent in over a year. Mm-hmm. And a lot can happen in a year. And you need to keep your agent apprised of changes in your lifestyle or in your family or, you know, if you've made a move or anything like that. You need to keep your agent updated.
Of course, you have to. If you buy a new car, you've got to talk to your insurance company. But there's so many things that we do that we probably don't even think about it. Now, for example, suppose a husband or a wife gives their spouse an expensive piece of jewelry or a fur coat. So that's a time to talk to an agent, isn't it?
Absolutely, because there are certain limits, especially for theft under your homeowner's policy. So you want to make sure if you've bought a ring that's over $1,500 that you call your agent right away. You have an appraisal done. You get that piece of jewelry scheduled on your policy. And any type of change to your home, I see so many people remodeling their homes, adding whole rooms, whole wings onto their homes and never calling their agent and tell them what they did. They've increased the value of their home by $100,000.
Wow.
And never thought to insure that.
Because you're going to be really sorry if you have a problem, right?
Absolutely.
Or think about you put a pool in.
Yes.
You've just increased your liability risk so much.
Right.
And people don't think about that. You need to let your agent know and you need to boost your liability coverage in those cases.
Yes, because that can be a
sure.
serious, mm-hmm. serious issue. Mm-hmm. Fun, but serious. Absolutely.
One of the biggest things we see people doing is not telling their agent that they have a teen driver, not calling up saying, hey, Joey's driving my car now, or Joey has his own car. That's a huge liability risk as well as just inadequate coverage.
Well, you think that's partly because they know that their insurance is going to go up? But even so, if they don't tell you and they're driving and that kid has an accident, what happens to your insurance?
Well, it's going to be canceled probably.
Oh, wow.
Right. And it's even little things, Shirley, that, you know, this is one of the problems we identified with this campaign that we're doing right now on mistakes. It could even be something like you've retired and you're no longer making that 50-mile round trip commute every day to work, and you're putting far fewer miles on your car. You may be eligible for a discount or something, but you don't think to call your agent to mention that, and you're throwing away money.
Right.
So even just little things like that can really add up. If you had a home security system, you may be eligible for a discount on your homeowner's policy. You need to tell your agent. He doesn't know, he or she doesn't know that you've put that security system in. So again, it's keeping that open line of communication, and I think that's one major problem that we find.
Now, typically you get something from your agent about once a year telling you that this is due or that's due or on your policies, right? And that would really be the excellent time. But as you say, if something major happens in between, you really need to let them know.
And I'll tell you what we do see. We see so many people having their mortgage companies pay for their homeowner's insurance that they never even open the envelope. They don't have to pay the bill. Somebody else is you pay it in your mortgage payment. They're not even taking a look at what they have.
So they don't really know if they've got the right coverage.
Right. Some people think, hey, that's going to be taken care of. I don't have to pay that bill. It's already been paid. I paid it with my mortgage payment.
You know, we get busy.
Yeah, we do.
And it's too easy. And we found, in fact, one of the major findings of our survey was that about 40% of people said, I'm not sure what's in my coverage, and I'm not sure if I have adequate coverage. That's
that's a pretty big.
So, you know, it really, 5 minutes spent opening up those envelopes and taking a look and drafting a list of questions for your agent is time well spent.
You know, people probably think, well, it's going to cost me so much more money. But, you know, there are a lot of things that you can increase, like liability, is, if I'm not mistaken, for a homeowner. That's not a lot of money if you want to increase the liability levels of your policy.
Right. And we find this is one of the mistakes that we're highlighting in this campaign, is that people don't really understand or know their limits. The limits is the amount of coverage that you have. And liability coverage is something that I think people don't pay enough attention to. You can increase your liability coverage. You can get an umbrella liability policy, which is a policy that sits over and above your other policies, to give you $1 million worth of coverage. And you can get something like that for $125 or $130 a year.
A year?
And that gives you so much more protection than you're going to get with your standard auto or homeowner's policy.
Right.
And again, it's just something that people don't think about. Even on your regular policy, you can raise your limits from maybe $100,000 in liability coverage to $300,000 for as little as $25 or $30, and people don't do it.
Wow. That's amazing.
They're just not paying attention to that portion of the policy.
Well, they just don't ask, or they're afraid to ask, or they don't take the time, or they don't know to ask.
And they don't think they're ever going to be sued.
Right.
But the UPS guy could slip and fall on the steps. Yeah.
Right.
You never make that assumption in today's litigious society. That's for certain. Okay, what were some of the other things that came out of this? Now, Madeline, as you said, you're going to be working with the agents to make sure that they are educated and that they're conveying this to their clients. What else? What else do you see an impact of a survey like this having on the association?
Well, I think it does let us know that we should put out some more information to help our agents, little brochures, things that they can just hand out to their clients when they see them. Community events. What a great opportunity to say, hey, have you looked at your insurance policy?
Yes.
You come by and take a free look. We'd be happy to take a look for you. There are all types of things that the agent can be due to reaching out to the community and educating them. Working with their local rotaries, all types of community associations, there's so much we can do just to make sure people have what they need.
Okay, let's just take a brief pause. Your time is going too fast to let everyone know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Wooker. My guests are Madeline Flanagan and Sue Nestor, who are with the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America. And we're talking about a recent survey which really pointed up how woefully uneducated we are about our insurance. And, you know, I don't know. It kind of makes me shudder. I'm going to go home, make sure I know what I've got. Well, actually, we met with an agent not too long ago and kind of redid a lot of stuff. And that's, as you say, that's really the critical thing.
I think one of the things we discovered in this survey was a full 25% of people say the absolute most important thing to them when they are examining coverage is price. That's the main thing that they look at. And I think if you sit down with an agent can explain to you, price is an important factor for sure, But your limits, what's actually in your coverage, is just as important or more important. Mm-hmm. The cheapest policy may not be the best policy.
Right.
And a policy that's a little bit more money maybe could give you so much more coverage that you really need to dig a little deeper than just the price point when you make a decision about insurance. But again, a conversation with a good independent agent can help you through that
process.
Well,
one of the things you found out was that people don't discuss the ways that you can get discounts. Like you talked about the man who had not driving 50 miles round or one way each day to his job. That could give you a discount on your insurance.
Sure. And an agent can tell you about all kinds of discounts that you may not have been aware of at all. I know, Madeline, we've discussed in the office different things. Sometimes there's a discount depending on where you went to college. Sometimes there's a discount on the community that you live in. If it's a gated community with a security guard at the gate, sure, you might be able to get a discount for that. Say you've upgraded the wiring in your home or reinforced your roof. There can be significant discounts for things
really?
Like that. And you don't realize it. You don't think about it. But again, a conversation with an agent can educate you about some of those things. And, you know, a 5% discount here and a 10% discount here and another 5% here. All of those things can really add up. So you should investigate where you might be leaving, you know,
well,
money.
Well, I noticed
table.
Here that you say if you put a security system in, sure, that this can give you a discount on your sure homeowners.
And the central alarms can give you as much as a 25% discount on your homeowners insurance. So
really?
Especially if it goes into the fire station or the police station.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't even think to tell, and they get them installed all the time. So
that is incredible. Now, what about, do you ask people if they have smoke detectors, for example, and CO2?
Yeah, the typical homeowner's application asks those questions, but
that's not going to give you really a discount.
If you bought your home 25 years ago and had it installed along the way and never told your agent and you kept your same coverage, then you're
think of all that money you've lost.
Left on the table, absolutely.
All kinds of quirky things that an agent can help you investigate and really, you know, scrub your policies and scrub your lifestyle and find out what, you know, what may be a good fit for you in terms of saving, you know, a way that you can save money.
Well, you know, I never even thought about it. I mean, I knew that if you change cars or did a lot of things like that, if you stop smoking, well, no, you don't do health insurance. but all those kinds of
sure
things can make a difference.
They can.
All right. One of the things that you were talking about was considering insurance in estate planning. What do you, how, frame that for me?
Well, so many times today, people are putting their homes in trust, you know, to leave a legacy for their children. But once you put your home into a trust, the home can't be insured in your name anymore. And they're not telling the agent that it's now the, you know, the Flanagan Family Trust. It's the, so having that, I don't have coverage anymore. The trust needs to be insured. You need to insure all the property that's owned by the trust in the trust's name. We've seen many claims where people don't know that they should have changed the coverage.
All right, now wait a minute. Go back on that. So you take your house and you put it in a trust.
Right.
But it still has an owner.
The trust is the owner, not the individual is no longer the owner of the home.
But even if the individual, really?
Absolutely.
Right. And if you have a serious claim, there can be a big problem there. If you haven't let your agent know that the trust owns the home,
you
person are no
house
longer the homeowner. And we've had some claims. We have heard from our agents that they've had claims that really became an issue. So you need to, there's nothing wrong with putting your home in the trust.
Well,
you need to let
your
agent
insurance,
know.
Right? It's just simply who's the insured?
Who's the insured? Who is the named insured? Because that's who's going to be paid in the event of a claim.
Oh my gracious. I never thought about that.
And the other thing with estate planning too, I think sometimes people don't want to show their valuables because they're worried about tax things and you know, worried about a bigger tax bite. But if you're not insuring collectibles, antiques, valuables, expensive jewelry, that's not covered on a standard homeowner's policy. So
right,
if you had a claim, you could really find yourself short on some of that stuff.
You would not recoup it.
That's right. It's important to report everything and make sure that in your estate planning, you've got everything listed.
Well, that is a fascinating aspect of that insurance and trusts. I hadn't even thought about it. Are there other things that estate planning would involve insurance?
Well, not necessarily estate planning, but I will tell you something else that we're seeing is that folks are moving their parents to a nursing home and leaving the home vacant. Mom doesn't live in the home anymore, but mom still owns the home. We've seen a lot of claims where you haven't let the agent know that the home is vacant, mom is no longer there, and there's no coverage.
Oh, my gracious.
Same is true if you
even
leave
though mom owns the home, if she's not living there,
She's moved to
period of time.
Even past 30 days. And many times, if she hasn't occupied the home for 30 days and it's been vacant, there are some policies.
Now, that wouldn't apply if you went on a two-month vacation.
Absolutely not.
No, because you live there.
You live there.
Yeah.
But if you actually, she has established residency in a nursing home or a
oh, my gracious.
Or you have left the home to move somewhere else and you're renting it out to tenants. Same situation can apply. You got to remember to have that discussion with your agent. If there's any sort of a change of occupancy or anything like that for an extended period of time, your insurance coverage could totally come into play. So you need to just clear that with your agent.
Boy, I tell you, I'm learning a lot today. I had no idea.
Your home is your biggest asset. You can't
right,
take
exactly.
that chance. You know, a serious claim on your home could be absolutely financially devastating, could cost you everything. We see the same thing, speaking of homeowners coverage, people who don't go ahead and get certain specialty coverages that they need, things like sewer and drain backup insurance, flood insurance, earthquake insurance, those types of specialty products, they tend to not want to add additional coverage beyond the standard homeowners. But there are, you know, instances where you need that or you're not going to have coverage. And so that's another reason you should talk to an agent and make sure you've got all those things that
right.
you might need.
I mean, in every other area of the country today, we're seeing floods. We're seeing earthquakes. We're seeing tornadoes where they've never been seen before. People think, oh, it's not going to happen to me. You don't have coverage. You need to talk to your agent
Good
about
those
things.
Good luck with that, right? Well, let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guests are Madeline Flanagan, who's the Vice President of Education and Research, and Sue Nestor, who's a spokesperson for the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America. And we're talking about some really startling findings about how little we know and how little I know about insurance. The whole thing about the estate planning and putting a house in trust, and the vacant house. You know, I know somebody whose mother is not living in the house right now.
You might want to check with them and make sure they've talked to their agent and had that conversation.
I think so. That's a very good thing. So taking the cheapest route, that's not necessarily a good thing, is it?
No, it's not. You really, like I said earlier, you really need to look at the limits of your coverage. You need to read your policy. And if it's not something you want to do on your own, take it up with your agent. Your agent's going to know everything that's in that policy and can explain to you what it all means. The cheapest policy is not necessarily the best one. Price is a factor that you should consider, mm-hmm. of course. Mm-hmm. But you really need to look at what am I getting for that price? And so many instances, there's a time when you can spend $30 or $50 more and get much better coverage.
Well, let's talk about the liability.
Liability is a good example. So you really need to consult with a professional who can help you. You don't want to sit down and read a 30-page homeowner's policy. I can understand that. But there are people.
So we got to tell Madeline that we're going to make those shorter, right?
But you also, agents can help you with your home valuation. A lot of times you might think you're saving a lot of money because you're only insuring your home for what you owe on it. But that's not what your home is valued at. You need to make sure that you know the value of your home. And an agent can help you walk through the process of looking at your square footage, looking at your lot size, and helping you establish the true value of your home to replace it today. And that's where a lot of people make a mistake. As they pay off their loan, they don't buy enough insurance.
Well, is your responsibility to the mortgage holder to have insurance? Are they only requiring you to have however much you owe on the house?
Absolutely. They could care less
about your loss. Whether or not it burns down and you lose everything.
As long as they can be paid. But you want to make sure that, especially if home values fluctuate a lot in your area, and they do in this area particularly, mm-hmm. that you sit down and walk through that valuator with your agent. They can help you determine exactly what your house is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And what it would cost to replace it today.
But there's different kinds of insurance. There's replacement insurance, and then there's
actual cash value.
Cash value.
Which is depreciated. And many home policies today don't carry the actual cash value. They are replacement cost policies.
So they whatever it would cost me to replace my house.
With like, kind, and quality.
Like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing that you just want to point out is, you know, there may be, you may be saying to yourself, well, that situation where the home is vacant for 6 months, how often does that really happen? When your home is in a trust, how often does that? It only takes one claim to be totally financially devastating for you. So you really need to think about that. It's not so much the frequency that these things might happen, but to the extent that it could happen to you and what a huge impact it could have on you financially, even just with one claim.
Well, suppose the house is empty and kids break in and one of them is injured. and you haven't told your agent that the house is vacant, that the owner is living somewhere else, then you're not going to have any liability insurance, are you?
You're not going to have any coverage.
I mean, they shouldn't have been in there in the first place, but, you know, try arguing that in court.
Right. You don't have any coverage for the damage they did to your home during the break-in, nor any
or
coverage
for themselves.
For themselves.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing to me. That is totally, truly astonishing.
And you know, these situations get complicated. They can go to court. And even in the end, if things went your way, why go through all that hassle? A conversation with your agent ahead of time can, you know, save you all of that aggravation later on. Why put yourself through that?
Yeah, that Madeline pointed out is not to underinsure your home. You're not going to save money.
You're not going to save money in the long run.
Now, what about car insurance? Is there a point in time where you don't need, there's collision and then there's
comprehensive.
Comprehensive. Now, the collision is protecting you against, you're hitting someone, and comprehensive pays for my car if I damage it or it's damaged, right?
You have broken windshields, or if you come into contact with an animal, let's say, or
a deer,
that type of thing. But we always recommend that you look at if your car is 10 years old or older, or valued under $5,000, you might want to talk to your agent about, is this going to be worth it to me in the long run?
To have the comprehensive.
Right. To look at my deductibles, you know, is it, and or the collision. You're always required to have those coverages if you have a loan on the car.
Okay. So you could decide yourself what you want. All right. Now, what is it that protects you from your insurance from hitting somebody?
Your liability insurance.
Liability insurance.
And that's something it's required by state law.
You're going to have to have it.
You're
going
to have to have it. You can't reduce it. You can have minimum limits, which nobody should ever recommend or take a look at.
Okay.
But you have to have it to operate a vehicle.
As long as you're driving, you need liability.
Absolutely.
The other things you can consider whether or not you want them.
Based on the value of your car.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah, because it gets to the point where the car's, if it doesn't really have much value, you'd probably be better off to take those premiums, put them in the bank.
Right. But and also take a look at the discounts with your auto insurance. There's some great ones. Good student discount. In fact, I have a son away at college. He's more than 300 miles away from home, so I get a discount because he's not driving his car. There's all types of discounts you can ask your agent about.
Are you a mean mama and you took a car away when he went to college?
Yes, it stays with mama.
Actually, some schools won't permit students
particularly
to have cars.
Freshmen.
Yeah,
right.
Freshmen, yeah. Especially, yeah.
But a lot of people don't know that if your child doesn't have access to your car, you can save money. They call it a layup discount.
Oh, that's great.
Because it's car sitting, not being driven.
Or if you've changed, not just retired, but if you've changed your employment commuting patterns, that probably makes a difference too.
Sure, if you're putting significantly fewer miles on your car every year, that can help you save money as well on the insurance side. But again, going back to the survey, 40% of the people said they don't know what their limits are. They don't know how much coverage they have. They don't know if they're adequately protected.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know, you can't change the situation.
Well, I don't carry it around in my head,
right?
But I know where to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should go and familiarize themselves with it at least occasionally.
Absolutely.
Well, annually at least, to make sure that you're doing everything you need.
When they put those policies in the safe deposit box, they better look at them. That's what I say.
Yeah.
They need to know who to call in the event that they have a claim.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why we put this survey out now, beginning of a new year. People are having New Year's resolutions, you know, resolve to take a better look at your insurance coverage.
I bet
it's a good
people
time
don't
for
make
a fresh
that New
start.
Year's resolution.
Not enough do. Not enough. That's why we're here.
That's right. We're telling them why they need to make that
change
resolution.
Change the batteries in your smoke detector and look at your insurance policy.
There you go. Hey, that works. That rhymes for me. Thank you all so much. The survey can be found at independentagent.com. That's independentagent.com. You can find the results of the survey. Quite fascinating. Good reading. Reads fast, but interesting, things that you need to know. So thank you all. Very informative. We've been talking with Madeline Flanagan and Sue Nestor with the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America. I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.